In a few moments, we will move into the part of the liturgy that is particular to Ash Wednesday. The part where, in the words of our prayers, we begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes, an ancient sign, speaking of the frailty and uncertainty of human life. As I have been reflecting on the readings for Ash Wednesday and on the words of our prayers contained in the liturgy, I've been a little torn about what to say today. Because the words we say alongside the imposition of ashes are, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And they sound an awful lot like some other words from a different service. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And we've been saying this second set of words far too often in the last few weeks and months. And I think that at this point, very few of us actually need a reminder of our vulnerable humanity, of mortality, of the frailty of human life. And yet here we are, doing just that. Maybe because in both these liturgies, the service for Ash Wednesday and the funeral service, we are continually reminded that even as we are dwelling in this vulnerable mortality, even in the midst of death, there is life. This is the journey of Lent. Not that we might skip over the mortality or skip over the need for individual and communal examination and penitence and go straight to the resurrection, but that we might have hope in the midst of hurt and heartache, life in the midst of death. The cross of ash on our foreheads reminds us that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. But it also reminds us of the cross that was marked on our foreheads at baptism, where we were signed with the cross and marked as Christ's own forever. And it reminds us of the cross that these 40 days of Lent are leading us towards. Because this side of Easter, we dwell very much in that cross, in that death. But as Christians, we are on both sides of Easter, simultaneously. We are not like the disciples who we heard about this past Sunday in the Gospel, who did not know what resurrection life might look like. Yes, we approach the cross through this season of Lent, through this season of self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting and almsgiving, and a reminder of the frailty of human life. But we also approach the cross knowing what is on the other side, knowing that there is resurrection. As our liturgy says, may these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. In Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, we are reminded that it is God's action in Christ and through Christ that makes it possible for us to imagine what it means to be on both sides of the cross, approaching with mortality in sharp focus, but approaching reconciled with God and knowing that in Christ is resurrection and life. "See," writes Paul, "now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation." He is not so naive as to think it is all a cakewalk from here on in. No. He outlines that it is not easy. Great endurance in affliction, hardships, calamities, sleepless nights, labors, hunger. We know this. We've been reminded of this in these last few weeks and months as we have lost dear friends in this congregation. But in outlining all of this, it is as if we are reminded that because of the cross, because of God reconciling us to himself through Christ and giving us the ministry of reconciliation, that the world might be reconciled to God, it is as if Paul is reminding us that through these coming weeks, God is with us on our Lenten journey and is with us in that valley in the shadow of death, walking alongside us, guiding us all the way through. Because if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Everything old has passed away and everything has become new. All of us go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May the cross on our foreheads this Lent remind us not only of mortality and death, but of that life everlasting. Amen.